NBC News, midterms not final but they prove gun control a winner for Democrats. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 9, 2022. NBC News described gun control as a winning issue for Democrats by using exit polls to show that pro-gun control voters side heavily with the Democrats. NBC News reported, 56% of 2022 voters support stricter gun control measures, while 40% oppose them. They then noted, among the proponents of stricter measures, 76% backed Democratic candidates while 22% favored Republicans. NBC News opined, it's a far cry from a decade ago, when Democrats tended to fear single-issue pro-gun voters would overwhelm gun control proponents and punish them at the ballot box for pursuing tougher laws against firearms. They pointed out that election results were not final at the time they offered their assessment of how being pro-gun control impacts the vote, and they observed that the Republicans have a plausible shot at winning control of the House of Representatives. In Texas, the Dallas Morning News noted that pro-gun control Democrat Beto O'Rourke was beat handily by pro-2A Governor Greg Abbott, R., even though Beto made gun control in the May 24, 2022, Uvalde school shooting a central aspect to his campaign. In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams pledged more gun controls and lost to pro-2A Governor Brian Kemp, R., and Abrams not only ran on gun control but had a record as a state legislature of pushing laws that would allow gun seizures. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.